RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Once in a while, they're spot on, and they hit, and this one does. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilli, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. All right, we'll get back to everyone's phone calls here. Your reaction to the win, did yesterday change your thought and change your opinion on the Eagles' chances to win the Super Bowl? It didn't for me. I mean, they still have a chance. I mean, they still have a real chance the way they did before yesterday's game. They're going to be a playoff team. They're going to be the 3 seed, most likely. Could be the 2. We'll unpack that a lot today and tomorrow. But the bottom line is they're going to be in the postseason playing on Wild Card Weekend. And I still think they have a chance because this defense. But I didn't see anything from the offense yesterday that says, oh, now we're revved up.
Ha-ha. You ain't seen no ha-ha.
Well, because you know what I was hoping for? Because we got a little ha-has when they played the Raiders and the Commanders. I was hoping like we'd continue that. And instead, we did not because we didn't complete the pass or move the football at all in the second half of the game. It's the same Eagles game I've seen 9 times this season. The Rams and the Bucks and the Chargers and the Lions and the Packers and the Cowboys, and they've won 6 of those kind of games. They've lost 3, and the Broncos throw that in there as well. So that's what this team is, and we're going to cross our fingers starting in 2 weeks that it's good enough to win 4 straight games. All right, but before the game, there was a story. Hugh, we had a chance yesterday to catch up with our guy James Seltzer on the pregame show. He called in, and at this moment when we had spoken to James, we hadn't seen the video, which you can go to the WIP social media pages on pretty much all of them and see this. So yesterday, our guy James Seltzer, on the morning show, of course, he was up in Buffalo attending the game and, you know, like when in Rome, do as the Romans. He did that in Buffalo.
Yeah.
When in Buffalo, jumped through a table. Now, Hugh, you've seen the video now, right?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, so when we spoke to him yesterday, we hadn't seen the video. We kind of gave him his props for like, yeah, you know, you did what everyone else does.
Way to go.
Now that you've seen the video of James Seltzer crashing through the table in Buffalo, what's your thought?
Let me look at it again.
Okay, you want to make sure you got a good view on that one more time. Is that just for your amusement to see it again?
I mean, it was pitiful. I mean, you're talking about a guy who really didn't want to do it,
yeah,
but the pressure was so
great.
Well,
he told us that yesterday. Peer pressure was a powerful thing.
And then he kind of laid with his knees and kind of fell off. You could tell he really didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
It was half-hearted. If you're going to do it, man, do it. It was a half-hearted effort.
So there's a couple things I thought of as I watched it. One, you could see a head shake right before, like, I shouldn't do this, but I'm going to do it anyway. And then the other thing he did, which I wouldn't recommend, is he decided to switch directions midair. He decided to, like, go on, like, flip around, and it just ended up with him sliding off the table. And I think probably more injured than he would have been if he just went through it normally.
They made a business decision. You have to commit to those kind of things.
Yeah, you do. I mean, and I don't think he was fully committed to it. He was peer pressured into it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it kind of went the way that it is.
So is anyone,
it definitely hurts more that the table just, like, didn't break.
Oh, yeah. It's not a good look. I think it hurts him more, and it hurts us more as a station.
There needed to be some give, and he let the table win. I don't think I've ever seen the table win.
Has anyone heard from James today? Now, James wasn't in with the morning show today. He was off. We spoke to him yesterday. He said his hip was hurting. I asked him if he was going to treat that aspirin or alcohol, and he said beer. So, you know, who knows what he's feeling today. Hopefully, James is all right, and hopefully, you know, he's not a young man. I mean, he's not old, but he's not young. Hopefully that hip's going to be all right, and we'll see James back here soon. But Seltzer took
might be able to get video for our YouTube audience here.
Okay, you let me know when that's ready. Okay, I'm gonna take a phone call here. We'll take a phone call. And then if we can queue up this video.
We do have it.
Oh, we have it right now? All right. Well, for everyone watching on YouTube, and we do recommend, if you're able, you could view the show on YouTube as well as listening on the app or on 94WIP. But once in a while, we give the YouTube audience a real treat, and we're going to do that right now. So here is the video yesterday of our guy, James Seltzer, you know, crashing, if that's the word we want to use, through a table in the tailgate up in Buffalo.
Through is generous.
Through it for the gram. He's doing it for the gram.
Here we go.
We'll do a countdown. At the end of the song, you got it.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
That sounded painful.
That's tough, man.
I could hear his hip. I could hear his hip bruised as he hit the ground.
Yeah, that's a lot, man. You know, that's a lot.
Would you have done that here?
Hell no. I looked at those folks like they were good and damn crazy. They'd ask me to jump through a table. No.
I got to be honest. If I was at a tailgate with everyone up in Buffalo, I probably would do it.
How many drinks you got in you?
What? How many drinks?
Yeah.
It's got to be a few, yeah.
I was going to say at least three or four, if not five. I mean, I'm not going in one or two.
The IPA's got to be flowing.
Yeah, let's not get crazy here.
No, nah, if I go through a table, I'm not driving.
You're getting stretchered.
Oh, yeah, because if I'm a go, I'm a go. Yeah.
I think it's implied the people that go through the table are not driving home.
No,
some of them do.
You'd like, no.
Well, you shouldn't.
You'd hope not.
Yeah.
No, some of them do, though. They just get ridiculous.
So, you know what it kind of reminds me of? Mm. One time, one of my buddies got hit with an egg somebody threw an egg out of a car.
Okay.
But it didn't break, so it just hit him right in the stomach.
It just hurt?
So, like, I would have to imagine that hurts more because the egg didn't break. It's just like, it's like getting hit with a rock.
Yeah, it probably.
So he just slammed into a hard surface and it did not break.
So my
box of moon pies. Huh? I got hit in the face with a box
moon
of moon pies.
Pies.
I was at the Mardi Gras, right?
People are throwing moon pies at Mardi Gras?
Man, listen, I've been to the Mardi Gras where people were throwing bags of collard greens. Yeah. They were throwing TV stands. You ever been to Mardi Gras?
No, I mean, were in New Orleans, but it wasn't Mardi Gras.
It's a wonderful time, man. I was there, and I was a little tipsy. And, you know, I was trying to catch some beads, right? So I was looking one way, and when I turned around, bow, hit me square in the face.
At least it wasn't a mud pie.
Full box.
Full box.
Full box. Bow. It hurt, too. But I was so drunk, it didn't even matter.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. If you're going to do that, you need to be that way. Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. We got Brian in Middletown up on WIP. Hey, Brian.
Good morning, guys. How are you? Happy holidays.
Good morning, Brian. What's up?
Hey, look, man, I like to keep it real always, man. You know, I'm a Hurts fan, but obviously Hurts has to clearly improve his game. But I'm gonna offer you this question. You tell me. You think Sean Desai or Matt Patricia would be able to do well with this defense the way Vic Fangio has?
No.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for your honesty. So, because what you're proving to me is that coaching matters, right? Look at the growth of Drake May with Josh McDaniels. And you can't tell me if Kevin Petullo was in that position, Drake May would have taken that step. Because last year he was kind of okay, but no one thought he was going to be this great quarterback. I'm saying to you, the guys like Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay, the Ben Johnsons of the world, the coaching matters. And look, I understand that my quarterback, I hate the whole, he's getting flushed out to the right. I get so sick and tired of seeing that. But if I'm being perfectly honest, when I'm looking at the pass routes, I don't see any imagination, any creativity. It's not like I'm seeing Jalen miss wide open guys. You know, so to me, and this is, you know, if they get bounced in the first round, you know, the owner and the general manager, you're going to have to bring in a seasoned offensive coordinator. I would go with someone like a Brian Daboll. This is not a job for someone to learn on the job, all right?
So, Brian, I agree with a lot of what you're saying. The issue with this, and it's not like I'm disagreeing with you, but the big picture issue is all those people you're talking about, typically, they become head coaches. So, like, this is a never-ending problem as long as Sirianni's the head coach, right? If we ever have a good coordinator, which we did with Steichen, and I think we did with Kellen Moore, immediately they're plucked away. So, Brian, they could do what you're saying, and I think a lot of people would say, Brian's right, go get a good offensive mind. But then as soon as that guy has success, someone's going to come pluck him. Like, it's why Ben Johnson's now a head coach and no longer a coordinator. It's why Kyle Shanahan became a head coach. It's why Sean McVay became a head coach. Like, it's hard to keep those people. So it might happen, and we might have a great year next year, but then that guy might be plucked away.
No.
But this is where I challenge Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts. They both need to grow in terms of how they look at offense and how they scheme. You know, the one thing Dan Orlovsky was talking about on ESPN, he said, you know, you have certain coaches who call plays, but then you have other coaches who call games.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just looking at the way the Eagles, you know, attack defenses, it's just sort of, you know, try play here, try play there. And the control for me, because in any experiment, you want to control. They're doing nothing in the run game. You're tossing the ball to Saquon Barkley, and he's losing 2 or 3 yards. So that's not working. You have all of these, and you made the point, you have all these elite players on the offensive side of the ball. Don't tell me they can't produce. Because you guys pointed out in 2023, under Brian Johnson, I mean, Hurts put up great numbers against Buffalo. All right, so I know he can do this. We saw him do it in the Super Bowl. I don't believe it's an issue that Hurts can't do it. But he does need to be developed. I don't care how old the quarterback is.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think we're past the point, Brian. And good phone call, man. No, I don't think anyone with a straight face thinks Jalen can't do anything. I mean, Jalen's done.
No, he's proven on more than one occasion. Like I'm looking at the game now, and man, he threw some darts.
The issue is consistency.
Yeah.
It's
the adjustments.
Over and over, yeah.
It looks like, and I don't know who this is on. Is it on the quarterback? Is it on the offensive coordinator? It's hard to say because I'm looking at both sides of the ball. Like, hell, Sean McDermott made some miscues yesterday too. It's just, I'm not saying everybody's a bad coach, but there were some questionable plays made on both sides of the ball, like against Buffalo. And from Philadelphia yesterday.
I also think it's fair to point out. I don't like to do this, you know, to start a conversation because it just kind of it's like an excuse. I think part of yesterday was the weather too. I mean, we could be real, right? Both passing games struggled.
Yeah, the weather. It was the weather.
I mean, there were drops. I mean, both teams. I mean, Brady was talking about this the whole game. How many times did Brady talk about leather gloves yesterday?
Yeah, when they get wet, they get a little.
Well, because he was saying
slippery.
That he doesn't like. He used to make his.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Receivers not wear the tactical gloves, which is what all these receivers apparently like to wear now.
Yeah, because when it gets wet, they get a little slips.
Yeah, right. He said the leather gloves, there's more, it doesn't slip as much. So that's what he would encourage. And he must have said it 10 times yesterday. So clearly the weather and the rain impacted some drops, some plays that couldn't be held onto that maybe would have been. I think that was, it's fair to say on both sides. Let's go to Josh, who's up on WIP. What's up, Josh?
Oh, yeah. The Sirianni situation here, mm-hmm. Okay? This guy is not taking account of these guys' incentives in their contracts or anything. Right. He has this cavalier attitude. You know what I mean? Yeah, I mean... Listen.
Incentives in their contract? What does that mean? What are we talking about?
What that means is, so in their contract, they have to have so many touches to get $200,000 or $50,000, whatever the case may be. But his offense, that he's the only guy that's supposed to control it, is out of control. Okay? I mean, this guy, this guy.
What's up with all
dude,
the cuss words?
Come on.
Dude, guys, come on, man.
But Josh, I'm lost on the incentive point. Like, who cares about their incentives?
What are you talking about?
Who cares?
What I'm saying is, In certain contracts, you have to have so many touches. A wide receiver has to have so many touches, whatever, to get, you know, incentives.
Sure,
I
understand the concept of incentives. Why do I care about their incentives?
Why? Yeah. It's because this guy calling this offense of his is messing around with people's money.
What? Josh, because this is the most expensive offense in the league based on their salary. I'm supposed to worry about an extra $100,000 for a wide receiver? Josh, I got to be real with you, man. I don't give a crap about $100,000 for another receiver. I mean, you got to be kidding.
I don't understand. Like, Josh, what are you saying? Like, he's not throwing the ball because he's trying not to get people incentivized? Is that what you're saying?
No, he doesn't know what to do. That's my problem with this guy. He can't call offensive plays, right? Our defense is going to win this whole thing, the Super Bowl. What are y'all going to do? Say Sirianni had something to do with it?
Refocus.
No, this guy is an idiot.
But he's
the first part of being smart is knowing what to do.
Like, I understand you're upset, but
I am pissed. I
don't think you get it, Hugh, to be honest.
I get
I don't think you get it.
These guys have incentives.
Listen, Koscielny's a good coach. Whether or not you like some of the stuff that he's done, he got you to 2 Super Bowls.
He's fine. Yeah.
Potentially.
He didn't get us to nowhere. This guy, he had 2 coordinators that got us there and Jalen. Defensive coordinator is the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, not this buffoon. Y'all guys giving this guy too much credit. He's a clown, for God's sake.
He's the winningest coach in Eagles history.
It's Howie. I mean,
but yeah. No, see, listen.
If we're being real.
Here we go. We're splitting hairs.
I mean, if we're being real, this is a Howie Roseman production.
Well, who's the coach? Who hired him? Howie.
Sure.
Howie. But that was a mistake.
Feels a little strong, Josh.
Okay, Josh. Coach Sirianni. Listen. Has won. He's on the same, 5 seasons winning with a winning record? No, yeah. Wait a minute. Because the first year was like he didn't have a winning record.
He did. He was 9-8.
Okay, so 5 seasons with a winning record.
Yeah. So, I guess the point is, I mean, most coaches probably could win with this football team. I mean, come on now. Let's
He's built a tight roster. Yeah, no question about it. Yeah. And I mean, you know, you look at Coach Glenn and the roster that he has and the talent that he has, and you can see it, but still. The other example is Vrabel up there in New England?
Yeah, I mean that's more impressive.
Yeah, because I mean that's coaching.
Yeah, well they were a bad football team last year, and now they're.
I hear what you're saying about Coach Sirianni, but he's a good coach. I think he's a good coach.
He's not a coach. He's a glorified, okay, valet. He can get the chips. He can open the door. He can park the cars, but he cannot coach.
I'll tell you what, Josh, this has become the best call of the day, man. Josh, you call again. And that was I enjoyed that tremendously. He's a glorified valet.
Man, that was strong. Glorified valet feels like it hurts.
Yeah, I mean it would probably hurt.
We covered a lot there.
We did. I mean
You feel fulfilled.
No.
You feel accomplished.
I don't feel anything.
In fact, I feel more confused than before.
That was funny.
The most amazing part of the last few years of Eagles football is they win virtually every game.
Yeah, but they all suck.
The last year they won the Super Bowl. This year they very well could again. And there is a real thought process in a lot of people's minds that the coach and the quarterback aren't any good.
If no idea what the hell they're doing.
It's amazing.
I would love to be on a team with a coach and a quarterback like that and go to 2 Super Bowls and potentially go into a third. Yeah. I would love.
Well, if you were, you'd probably have to be a big part of the reason why. Like this defense.
I'm just saying, I would love to be on that squad.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, Chris in Middletown is up next. And
did we win yesterday, by the way?
We did. 13-12 over the Bills. Big win.
Yeah.
Probably the best team they've beaten since the Rams, if we're being real about it.
You know, some people are with the style points. I'm just winning. Kind of fell off into the realm that I thought it would be in, so I feel pretty.
Oh, here we go again. This is my favorite. This is my favorite. I told you so, Douglas. Just glossing over the fact that the only reason the Eagles have dominated for 2 years is the defense.
I'm not
has
glossing
been,
over.
You are.
No, I'm not.
You kind of are.
No, I'm not. Because I understand. See, and it's funny.
Here we go.
Because people texted me yesterday. Oh, the defense is alert. You're not.
No, well, it's 2 years in a row.
Yeah, that's not a flex. Because my point, every time they go out there and play well, my point is valid.
It's the opposite of
it. No, it's not. It's valid.
It's totally the opposite.
You pay. Okay. Financially. who, okay, if we talk strictly cash, money, who Who did we pay to win these games yesterday? Who did we pay?
The offense. We all know this.
Yeah, you know, the strictly cash thing is Elliott going back to 2022
no, of course
with
it is.
The
but
Eagles.
No, but that's that was offense. The whole premise of my statement. And my premise is that, you know, you pay your offense to go win the game. But unfortunately for us, it didn't work out that way.
Yeah, it's not really. That's not how it
so
worked
it's the,
out.
So it's the Mustang that's winning these quarter mile races.
But that means the whole point is negated. The
no, it's
defense
not.
Is the necessity on this team.
No, it's the necessity, but it's not. It was not the focal point. It was not the tip of the spear.
Again, the problem lies with the word luxury versus necessity.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Because
you
we're
up on,
not
you caught on putting the wrong
well,
thing.
Well,
that's the whole take.
You put that out
but my
there.
My take is sound, and it's still living rent free, and people hate
it's amazing. The fact that we
going
could have
on 4 years.
Back to back Super Bowls, back to back Super Bowl titles with the defense leading the way. After you said that, is the best timing I've ever heard of.
Yeah, and it lives rent free in people's head every
well,
day
because
it's factual.
Well, you do continue to bring it up.
It's not factual.
Listen, every chance I get. Because it's relevant.
Did yesterday when they didn't have a completed pass in the second half made
did
you
not
kind
bother me.
It didn't make you rethink
not,
the take a little bit?
Phase me.
No.
Okay,
this
you know what I thought? I was like, wow. Jalen threw some dimes early in that game.
Oh, stop,
game.
Hugh.
He didn't throw dimes early in the game, Joe. I didn't say the whole – I said early in the game.
Four-quarter game. They play four quarters in pro football.
Because, again, he's spinning.
Joe, I'm just saying, for the first quarter
– listen.
Like,
I don't want to do it, and I don't plan to today because it's the holiday season, but I could easily find a 2011 Tebow line in a victory that looked like yesterday.
Well, yeah.
I mean, come on. I didn't say I'm going to do it, but I could find one.
If you
push me, I will find one. I mean,
don't do that. We're not comparing
okay.
Jalen to Tebow.
Yesterday, I could find a game that was very reminiscent in the Tebow year. I mean, come on, guys. It was a 40% completion.
I was impressed with how he played in the first half.
I actually thought his accuracy in the first half.
He was throwing some dimes.
But again, that's a full game. They play a full game.
Yeah, of course. My opinion changed after he did not complete a pass in the second half.
All right, let's welcome in our next caller here who deserves a congratulations along with his point on the Eagles. Chris from Middletown is our midday show Fantasy Football League champion. He defeated me this weekend. Last night,
he
beat me. I was up going into the Sunday night game, and that became a shootout. And Chris took the crown. Chris, congratulations.
It was easy. I mean, it was like, you know.
I mean, I don't know if easy is the word. You were down about 10 entering Sunday night football.
Nah,
it was a game. I mean,
Never in doubt. Okay. Never in doubt.
Never in doubt. You heard.
Never in doubt.
There's nothing you can say.
That's right. From this day forward, for the remainder of the next year, 2026, you'll address me as champ, Joe.
I don't know if that's going to happen, but congratulations.
I like that bit,
Thanks.
Though.
Thanks, brother. Yeah. Hey, guys, Hugh.
Yes.
You're up on that hill, man. I just stay up there. I mean, you may as well. I mean, you about bled out all over. I mean, there's no point moving because the defense is driving to Boston right now again. And you know what? Just stay up there because, you know, we're going on the road again. We're going back-to-back. I know it's hard to do, but this team – It runs through the defense. Guys, let's give our props to the Grand Wizard, Vic Fangio. Yeah, he's pulling out all the red strings.
Yeah, like, that's...
Let's look at where...
I don't think that's... Yeah, that nickname's not going to stick.
Bad word.
That's worse than Clay.
Holy hell.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. By far.
What are we doing?
Don't worry about it, Chris. We just you know, we're being childish.
Go ahead.
Don't worry about it.
Man, we are this show today.
Yeah, brings out the best in people.
It's Hugh's fault. I mean,
what I do?
No, Chris is the one that went.
All right, let me get back on track here. So, Felix Hunt. I mean, he was on the milk carton earlier this year, and like he's rounding back into postseason shape like he did last year. The guy's just on a tear. Jordan Davis. Man, Hugh, Jordan Davis, he looks like a new man. I think he's a little motivated. Like, he's looking for that long paper at the end of this year.
Yeah, he's trying to get paid.
He's rolling. The Jalenites. You know, what in the world, what happened to you people over this Christmas break and holiday? Like, you come in today, you're all cranked up with the potty mouth and angry. like, the mental picture
it's
I'm getting
angst,
of these Jalenites.
Angst.
When they call in, it's like somebody who's just like out, the wind's blowing and they're mad at the wind and they're just like out there punching at the air and screaming. Listen, people, just you look pathetic. Relax. Just calm down. All right. Just relax. But man, I do want to shift gears and I'm I'm sorry if I'm going to bring the show to a halt here, but I want to bring some seriousness. Little local events that happened in Delaware, and just put my heart out there. Guys, we're getting ready to head in the new year. So December 23rd, a gentleman and I had the privilege of meeting, Matthew Ty Snook, Delaware State Trooper, lost his life on duty. And I want to send out to everyone prayers, support to his wife, his daughter, his family. Folks, life is not guaranteed. We never know when it's going to come to an end. So, look, hold those who you hold dear in your heart. You never know when the end is going to come. And, you know, I just want to give my best to everybody, including you people. Everybody, I want you to have a great, wondrous rest of this year and a happy new year.
Well, Chris, well said, and we're sorry to hear that news, but we appreciate you bringing it to the table and letting everyone know, and we wish his family the best. 215-592-9494. Merrill Reese is going to join us on the other side after the break. We'll talk to him about the win and what the Eagles should do this coming Sunday, because they have a big decision to come here. The Bears lost last night, which means the 2 seed is still at play. We'll get to your phone calls on the game. Do you feel differently about the Eagles' chances to win the Super Bowl after yesterday? Jason Avant in the 12 o'clock hour. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.